going to spend some time with Tim here this morning looking at a couple of subjects. One, October is Cybersecurity Awareness Month. And boy, this continues to evolve. The attackers continue to evolve, and we need to stay on our toes. And Tim, you deal with this issue each and every day. Let's start from the ground floor. When we talk about cybersecurity, what are the musts that we must do and have in our day-to-day lives?
Yeah, Ray, good morning. In the cybersecurity, what we're seeing is a new trend for the criminals are going aggressively more after the smaller, medium businesses, where in the past they really targeted the larger businesses, and they'll continue to target those larger businesses. But they're really finding a lot of opportunity with small to medium businesses because their guard is not as strong as the larger businesses. But the bottom line is, we've got to convince and train all of our employees simply not to be clicking on those links that they get in email addresses where they do not know the senders, or they're being set up by being told their bank account's been breached, they're in trouble for this or that. They need to immediately click on this and clarify and et cetera. So the most popular way for breaches to happen in the cybersecurity is by getting innocent people to click on these links that they really don't know where and who they are.
With us is Tim Dimoff, President, CEO, Sachs Consulting Investigative Services. So the email clicking is a big one. What do we need to take care of, either closing, opening, or deleting on our day-to-day computers inside the home, Tim?
Well, in the home, it's pretty much the same thing. Don't be clicking on things from home that may sound like belong to you, like your bank account has been breached or this or that. And we're all tempted to click on those links. We get worried and they play off on our fears. Anything that says you need to do this immediately, anything that presses you to take action now, you can almost be guaranteed is going to be some sort of attempt to compromise your system.
When we talk about the emails, you heard Tim say, don't click on those type of things. A lot of people apprehensive about the online shopping or putting things out there that the bad guys can put to use. Tim, what are your recommendations on that side of this world of cybersecurity?
Well, if you're dealing with known entities, you're a lot better off than, you know, dealing with shopping on sites that, you know, are not well known. You know, Amazon is well known, and different, you know, department stores, big boxes are well known. Those are much more safer than the ones that you can get a great deal, but they're an offsite. They're not very well known. They're popular. It may be the first time that you hear about those sites. Also, those sites have taken great steps to secure and upgrade their security with shoppers in that also. So bottom line is, remember exactly where you did shop, the dates you shopped, how much you shopped. In case there's a question, always review your charge bills, the bills you get in the mail. Always review them and make sure there's no charges or purchases that you did not know about.
Tim, let's jump into the next subject that I wanted to talk about, and that's ransomware. And I know you do a lot of presentations to small, large businesses. What they need to do, or give us an update on where we are with these ransomware attacks.
Yeah, ransomware is a very tough situation to be involved in. And the bottom line on ransomware is you need to back up your entire system with a totally backed up system or memory, that is separate from just your main location. So if you're a smaller company, you want to back it up and have a backup on some disks and stuff that is stored off-site in case of a fire, but also in case of ransomware. Bottom line is you need to have a backup, a physical backup somehow, somewhere separate from your business so that if you do get a ransomware, you can reload everything or most of what you have that is important. Otherwise, the ransomware becomes a serious problem.
Tim, how are these attackers able to execute these ransomwares? What are they looking for in the weak link in our business's systems? What are they attacking?
Well, it's no different than any other breach on the security. They're trying to find ways to get in to the system of the main system of the company or of the person at their home. They're looking for ways, and once again, it's usually done by someone clicking on some sort of link in an email communication. An email put out to cause fear that you've been breached this for this or that, your bank or some other thing. Bottom line, somehow getting in through us letting our guard down and or being attracted to something. And a lot of other stuff can have embedded type of Trojan viruses and stuff in it. So we just have to be careful of who we're communicating with and what we're clicking on.
With us is Tim Dimoff. He is the president, CEO of Sachs Consulting and Investigative Services. So to wrap up this side of our conversation this morning, Tim, then I want to jump into these travel tips that you put together a nice package on. How would you wrap up Cybersecurity Awareness Month to all the listeners this morning?
Well, I think the bottom line is, once again, back to the basics, and that really is, quit being tempted to click on too many links that you really don't know or that have a fear factor attached to it. Secondly, more importantly, most people and even most small, medium companies don't have any backup of their data on a separate format from their business or their home. At home, you can back your data up on a simple thumb drive. At work, you can put it on a disk, and there's backup systems. They should talk to their IT people and make sure there is a separate backup of all important data.
All right, well put. Tim Dimoff is with us this morning. Again, President, CEO of Sachs Consulting and Investigative Services. Tim, you put out a nice report last week pertaining to international travel tips, as a lot of folks, I know I have some friends of mine who have done the international travel in the last couple of months with things opening back up, and I thought it was nice as a refresher that you put together those tips pertaining to international travel and staying safe and being secure and such. And why don't you go down that road for me?
Sure. It's very simple and methodical. You need to research before you decide where you're going. You need to have a good plan, and you need to be diligently watching when you do travel. So before you decide to go anywhere in a foreign country, it's really good to check with the U.S. Department of the State for travel advisories. There's travel advisories by the U.S. Department of State on every country out there that has problems. And if they tell you there's problems in that country, you need to go to some other country, or you need to wait until things are better.
Tim, when we talk about traveling and getting our things together and our documents, our pamphlets, and I imagine phone numbers and contacts international from embassies to contacts and such are vital, but talk about some of the other things that you should be prepared for in case things go wrong on your international travel.
Yeah, one of the most important things is a copy of your passport. What I advise is, when all people are traveling, give each other copies of each other's passports. Also, put a copy of your passport on your cell phone. You can take a picture of it and have it there. Also, leave a copy of your passport with a family member back in the United States in case they need to fax it or send it somewhere where you're stranded, where everything's been stolen from you, including your vital papers. That is very important, to have copies with other people you're traveling with and copies in case of an emergency back at home.
Tim, what else are a couple of the other things that people should make sure they have locked in on their foreign trips?
Well, you better know where your U.S. embassy is for some of these countries that you're traveling to. Always know where the U.S. embassy is. You know, once again, have information cards distributed and copies of everybody that's traveling with everybody. You know, you better check your medical insurance. Does your medical insurance cover you abroad? You know, a lot of people don't realize, unless that's stipulated in your policy with your insurance company, many times you're not covered, you know. And then don't forget, you got to take care of your house that you're leaving. You know, is it going to be empty for a week or 2 weeks or longer? You know, what are you doing to make sure mail and newspapers don't pile up? Lights are on, there's activity. Who's checking on your house? So really, you know, get with a trusted neighbor or trusted family member and make sure your house is secure and somebody's taking a look at it.
Tim, to wrap up our conversation this morning, Tim Dimoff, and he has contacts across the country from Homeland Security to other areas. When we talk about international travel, you opened up the discussion a couple of minutes ago talking about knowing where you want to go and picking your place of destination. Tim, from what you know through your contacts and assets in this country and abroad with all this stuff going on internationally right now, are there certain areas of the world right now that we should maybe take a second, third thought about traveling to?
Yeah, once again, if you check with the U.S. Department of State, they'll tell you exactly, you know, what is not a good place to visit at the time. And it also will tell you places that are very safe and accommodating to U.S. Citizens traveling abroad. And that list can sometimes, and it does, change periodically according, you know, to what's going on currently. You know, so it really... check with the U.S. Department, and you won't go wrong. They keep a very accurate and up-to-date list on places you can and can go and visit and places you absolutely should not visit. Or if you are visiting it because of business or other reasons, it at least explains to you that you need to have precautions, and it helps you to understand where you're going and what you're getting involved in.
All right, my friend Tim, thank you for the extended visit this morning. Cybersecurity Awareness Month, and Tim also put out a nice piece with Sachs Consulting and Investigative Services on international travel. Tim, thanks for all the time this morning. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Ray.